Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Draymond Green, shockingly, it's never happened before, ejected from the Warriors game against the Suns last night for throwing a punch. It wasn't the greatest punch, but it was a punch. And I don't think it was, even if it was unintentional, it was still a punch.
Look, leave the spinning back fists in the cage, right. Not on the
court. That's right. And it was his third ejection. And I don't know that this is ever going to get better, but as Steve Kerr said, he lost his poise. That is just one of the things we are going to discuss with my friend Kanata Edwards at Nata the Scribe on Twitter. My man, what's going on?
Not much. Speaking of which, when I initially saw that, I was actually working on day job stuff at night because, again, it's the choir set night, so you get a whole bunch of stuff.
Sure.
And I looked down, and the next thing I see is Yusuf Nurkic on the ground. And I'm just like, what did Draymond do now?
Right, that's the knee-jerk reaction, is though. What did he do now?
Yeah.
Look, no matter what, is anything that they do, that the NBA is likely to do, going to change Draymond Green's behavior?
Likely to do implies that they're not going to suspend him until 2024, which is what my hope is. But likely to do means that he'll probably be back for Christmas, which to answer your question means no, because they're not going to do much. And at this point, he's been proven to be untouchable. Like the last time, like every single time that Draymond has come up with adversity or has had a rift with somebody or friction with somebody, outside of Steve Kerr, Draymond has won. The NBA mm-hmm. and the Golden State Warriors have enabled this behavior for God knows how long, and we cannot be surprised when the tiger goes tiger, to quote Chris Rock.
So does the discipline, and it doesn't even have to come in the form of anything other than, I guess, a conversation. Does that have to come from within? And I don't mean Steve Kerr. Does that have to be Steph Curry? Does that have to be Klay Thompson? Because we saw what happened when Draymond and Kevin Durant got into it. Draymond got the support, it certainly from the front office. Does it have to be Steph that does this?
Yes, absolutely. It has to be Steph going to Mike Dunleavy Jr. and saying, we can't do this anymore. And then it becomes a, what do you get? How many pennies on the dollar are you trading Mr. Draymond Green for at this point? That's the conversation. That's the only way this conversation starts. That's the only way this conversation ends. If Steph decides, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to waste the last of my MVP caliber years doing this. So I completely understand that at this point.
It's hard to believe that you look down and the Warriors are outside even the play-in tournament. Are there problems deeper than Draymond Green?
Yes. Like, the thing is, we obviously talk about the Hornets and their issues drafting. Let's be real here. The Warriors missed on James Wiseman and missed badly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say it's Patrick Williams. Let's say it's Tyrese Halliburton. Let's say it's even Denny Avdija. Like, if they get somebody that can just capably contribute, this team is still in the final. This team is still finals caliber. This team is still playoff caliber.
Yeah.
At this point, missing on Wiseman and then trading him for pennies on the dollar, and I like Gary Payton II, but that's pennies, that's quite literally pennies on the dollar. Like, they sold low, they didn't get anything back, and now they have a talent problem. On top of which, Andrew Wiggins has gone back to being regular old Minnesota Timberwolves level Andrew Wiggins, which is decent guy, but you're probably paying four times more than you actually should for the guy.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I will say this, when James Wiseman was coming out, I was no fan. I was absolutely no fan of James Wiseman. Let me move on to LeBron James and company celebrating the in-season tournament, which I am a fan of.
Yes.
I laugh at the pushback because people are like, why are you celebrating? Why was there champagne? Like, wait a second. They just won a trophy. I don't care what you think of the trophy. They were handing out a trophy. They brought everybody to Vegas. They brought four teams to Vegas and played three total games so somebody could win a trophy. Why shouldn't the Lakers celebrate that?
I got a better analogy for this. Like, for certain jobs, and even in media, if you hit a certain quota of clicks, impressions, ratings, whatever, you trigger a Christmas bonus.
Right.
Imagine your bonus being $500,000. How happy are you going to be? Just think about it in that moment. If I'm getting $500,000, and mind you, not in like not titrated or anything else like that, not broken up, $500,000 lump sum the day after I trigger that Christmas bonus. How happy are you? Like, I'm celebrating. I'm doing cartwheels. I'm breaking out the champagne. Oh, yeah. And the company's paying for the champagne? You mean that's not coming out of my $500,000 either? I'm not supposed to celebrate? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
All right, but let's just assume that LeBron James is taking home about $100 million this year.
Even here's the thing, Adam. Like, again, we know through multiple stories that man streams Pandora with the ads on. Think about that for a second. There are multiple stories about the legit cheapness of LeBron James, and we're out here expecting him to not be excited about $500,000. I'm sorry, that doesn't follow the movie.
You know, here's what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that he's a bad tipper. I don't want to hear that. I hope and pray that he is not a bad tipper. Here's the thing about
it. I don't think he's a bad tipper.
Okay, good. I don't care how cheap you are as long as you're at least a normal level tipper. Here's the thing about LeBron winning. I think it mattered to him to win the first one. I don't think it would matter if it was the second one. He probably would like to win two in a row. Maybe he wants to win all of them. But I think it mattered to him to win the first one. I do think that everybody who was talking it up was doing a sell job, but that's okay because if you want to sell what your league is selling and it's not hurting you and it clearly didn't hurt anybody, then go ahead and do it. They're trying to make this thing something that will be really attractive to another broadcast package, right? They want to maybe sell all of these in-season tournament games to one network, and you're going to get all of these games. I do wish they'd get rid of the courts. I thought the courts were an assault on the senses. The commissioner is trying to pretend that he's all about it, but I don't believe him because I don't think Adam Silver is into that, but that's fine. But I don't get the pushback other than people didn't care about it.
That's the thing. I for all intents and purposes, we agree about the in-season tournament being a success. As far as LeBron caring about it, I agree. This is a guy that has always said, I am chasing ghosts. I am chasing the legacy of Michael Jordan. He is a legacy guy at this point, and especially at the age of 40, I don't necessarily blame him. He's a guy that cares about how his image goes, and he cares about setting the tone. On top of that, me and you watch the FA Cup, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We know what it's about. We know. Now, mind you, the FA Cup has had 150 years to establish itself. The Champions League has had 70 years to establish itself. This is just year one. We had, for the most part, guys take it serious in a way that we haven't seen it. You saw star participation almost at 75 to 80%, which is a lot higher, especially in December, in like November and December. We had guys out there playing de facto playoff games. And why are we out here? And mind you, this is in November. This is not in like March, April, May. No, we had de facto facto playoff games, playoff-like intensity, and we're just poo-pooing it away because I can tell you what the other side looks like. It looks like January, February, where a lot of these guys are in the dog days and they don't care. And I don't understand how we got to this place where we're poo-pooing bad, I mean, just honestly, great basketball for a good month and a half.
I'm with you. It added meaning to games that people would otherwise have gone, yeah, okay, whatever. But it mattered. These games just carried a little bit more weight. I want the NHL to do it. I want Major League Baseball to do it. And I think both of those sports will benefit from it. All right, final thing. We don't talk a ton on this program about the Charlotte Hornets, but I am curious about this. When they're 7-14, they're up. They're not that far away from a play-in tournament. I don't even know if it would benefit them to be in that play-in tournament or not. Probably can't hurt. But they're going to have some decisions to make with their roster. I believe they've got some pieces that I think can be big parts of whatever the future is, whether it's LaMelo Ball or Mark Williams. And there are definitely some pieces there, and I know they hope that Brandon Miller is definitely one of those. But what do you do when you get to the deadline with Miles Bridges, Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward, those players?
Well, let's start it off with Gordon Hayward.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gordon Hayward is a $30 million expiring contract. Gordon Hayward is now more valuable to the Charlotte Hornets as an expiring contract than he is potentially to any other team at this point. Because with this new CBA, once you get over the second tax apron, you're not allowed to get into the buyout market. It's an incredibly restrictive place that teams just generally do not want to be. So unless you're seeing a team offer, I'm not going to say like a Drew Holiday-like package, but something similar. If you're not getting multiple first-round picks, they're probably not going to deal them to take on some additional salary when you can take on more salary in the summer and do something else.
Okay.
Terry Rozier is another one. Terry Rozier is one of those guys where if I'm honest, I'll probably tell you he's more likely to go than Gordon at this point because the man is averaging 24-8 on the season. Now, granted, he's been banged up. Again, he's been banged up, but he's been the most consistent guy, and there's always going to be that one team that thinks they need that bench scoring that Terry Rozier can do and has familiarity with doing because he did it in Boston. He is actually going to be a lot – I think he's going to be more pursued than people think. And also, I would point out, if you think his salary is too high, I would suggest you go Google what Jordan Poole does.
Yeah.
Now, to the Miles Bridges point, Miles Bridges is a little bit trickier because he's got to approve wherever he wants to go. Now, there's been rumors. Jake Fisher reported that there's a good chance that they're potentially trading him. I don't know if he's actually going to agree to go anywhere. And more importantly, he's only making $7 million. It's a lot harder to match that salary when the salary is that low. So you would have to package him with a Terry Rozier or maybe even a Gordon Hayward if you're going to get something magnanimous back. But at this point, those guys, I don't think we're going to see any decision made on them until probably late January, maybe early February. But I don't – like, I think two of the three of them stay. And if gun to my head, I would probably tell you it's Bridges and Hayward – but I would not be surprised if all three were gone. But Actually, no. I would be surprised if all three were gone. I would be surprised if Hayward's gone. The other two, it really does depend on what the package is.
Not of the scribe. You are my friend. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, as always. I hope to talk to you before the holiday. If not, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? It honestly, Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 is it's done by the same folks that did Lethal Weapon. Again, that one is done by Shane Black. So, but for me, it's Iron Man 3. It's the best one of the Iron Mans, and on top of it, it's one of the most underrated Marvel cinematic movies that there is out there.
I have nothing at all to say.
So I know.
Anybody watched the video there, I immediately went to the table. Okay.
Adam, you knew I was going to throw you a curveball.
Good for you. I'm going to ask that question of our next victim. I'll talk to you later. Peace.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon, Mike.
I have no idea what Iron Man. Wait a second.
That was a big curveball.
That was more than it. It was like a knuckleball.
It wasn't Die Hard. It wasn't Lethal Weapon.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought we were going to get Die Hard.
No. Yeah. Nope. Iron Man 3. Very specific.
I got nothing for that.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.